Welcome once again to the Shir and Novi Mitzvah Shabbos. I'd like to say a few words of Hakdama once again. Parshas Noach, the Torah tells us, Vayochel Noach Isho Adama. So Rashi says on that pasuk that he became chulin, he debased himself, he defiled himself. Why? Because Vayita Kerem. He planted a kerem, he planted a vineyard. Because I'll tell us that on that very same day that he planted the vineyard grew, and he harvested the vineyard, and the wine came out on that very same day, and he became shikur. So he made himself chulin. What was the pshat? So the Dubna Magid says, maybe the Kimosh. Dubna Magid says, there was a fellow that once went to a tzaddik for a bracha. The tzaddik gave him a bracha that the very first endeavor that you take on to yourself should be your benched. So the fellow figured to himself, he'll go home, he'll count his money, and counting his money, that'll be his first endeavor, his first ishtaglis, and since, you know, it'll be his varech. So he told his wife, go bring me the money. And he was in a very big rush. Very much his reasons to count his money for this bracha to be count. His wife didn't know why he wanted the money, so she took her time. And he says, again, bring me the money. And again, she took her time. And then she started being chayshu. But he needed the money all of a sudden. You want to spend all your money? So she didn't bring it. They got into a fight. It was a major, major fight. And that was the first asik that he had upon which the bracha was chal. So up to the Magid, that Noach was the same way. Had Noach meant totally l'shem shemayim, after the mabel, after there's destruction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings tremendous, tremendous bracha. And after the Mabel, the first endeavor that Noach would have been Isaac in would have brought tremendous bracha. Nervos. Epis, there was a little bit of Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. So instead of being Isaac in Ruchnias, and instead of planting the bare minimum, the first thing he did was he was not that Kerem, which was Maestris, that's where the bracha was Chal. And right away he became wine, and he didn't expect it, and he became Shikar right away. There's a Maestris that said over Mordechai Banet, Rav of Nicholsburg, he, Balabas once did him a tremendous taiva. So he told the Balabas, ask me for any bracha and I'll give it to you. He could have asked for a bracha, his children should be Talmidei Chachamim, and he should be a Talmid Chacham, and should have Menuchas HaNefesh. He says, I want the Rav to give me a bracha, I should win the lottery. Okay. So the Rav gave him a bracha, I give you a bracha, go pick this and this number. He told him which number to pick, and this number will win. Okay, the fellow goes to the lottery place and he asks for this particular number. Only one person could pick a certain number. They told him, we already sold this number to somebody else. He says, where can I find this fellow? They told him where to go. So he goes to this fellow and he tells him, I'll buy this lottery ticket off of you. That number means something to me. I'll buy it off of you. I'll pay you $2 for a dollar lottery ticket. So he says, wait a minute. If you're willing to pay $2 for it, then the stump is worth really more to you. You must have some inside. $10. Is it $10? I'm not asking you to sell it to me. You want to buy it? $10. Okay, I'll give you $10. $20. And he keeps on raising and raising the price. Finally, he's holding by $100. He said, that's it, my lip. I can't. $100? Let me see. He goes away for a while and he makes his own lottery. Cuts up pieces of paper and he writes numbers on the paper. And he made his own lottery, and sure enough, that number came up. So he comes back, he buys the lottery ticket, and it lost. So he came with big kindness to Mordechai Banet. That's it. Not only didn't I win the lottery, but I spent $100 of garnish. He says, tell me exactly what the mice was. So he told him the mice. He says, I told you you're going to win the lottery. If you would have believed me, the bracha was chal on that number. I didn't say you're going to win twice. I said you're going to win once. That was the lottery, and you picked it. What's the problem? Why do I mention these mice? Because the biggest bracha that there is in the Bria, Likras Shabbos L'chu V'Neilcha, Kihi Mekar HaBracha. Shabbos is the Mekar HaBracha. Shabbos leaves its Roshim till Tuesday of the next week. But the most powerful bracha is Maitzoy Shabbos, right after Shabbos. That's when the bracha is the most powerful. So, whatever we use the bracha for, that will be the Zbarech. If people right away go into Chol in Inyanei Chulin, then we pretty much reenact what Noach did. Vayachal Noach Isha Adama. Me'idah Kisa, to start in Ruchnius right away, that the bracha of Shabbos should be Chal on Ruchnius, that's a Moridik and Moridik Zach. And it's a tremendous siyata d'shmaya for the rest of the week for Ruchnius. Me'mel, it's a Gevaldik, Gevaldik Zach, that people come together to hear Divrei Torah. The shir is L'zeich HaNishmas Moshe Mordechai Ben Tzvi. Said over there, Chaim Volozhiner, one time was makabel on himself to learn Mishnayos, Li'ili Nishmas, a certain yid that used to be part of his Kehillah. He was learning Mishnayos, and one day he was learning a Shverim Mishnah, and he had a kash on it that he was horoving and horoving and horoving on the Mishnah. And he fell asleep on the Mishnah. And this fellow that he was learning the Mishnayos for came to him in a dream, and he told him over the kasha, and he gave him a whole pilpul to pay him for all of his kashas, all of his sherekait on the Mishnah. So Chaim woke up, he was nishtayim. This person was a poshti yid. This person didn't know him as a Talmud Chacham. Now what's the pshat? Chaim said, I knew that it works like that. I knew that if we learn down here, it goes up to the neshama up there and they also learn. Oh, but I was very snell and was such a hekiv that I never realized. So our learning down here is when we say it's le'ili nishmas, it's not stand to the askusim, but our limud. He learns up there and he learns it with more of a tivkait and more of a hekiv and he rots and the taki, the skusim should be oila, the neshama should have an aliyah, the neshama should be nehenna from it and an oinig, it should be a skus for his mishpach. Last year, Hagdama to this year, we spoke about the chilukim between the svarim, between Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Torah Fashteitzach is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, and it has in a different chalokim, it has the Aseret HaDibris, it has the Taryag Mitzvahs, and it also has the Moirois that happened to Klal Yisrael. Those are different chalokim in the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu recorded what HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, and it was the Kol Hashem was mitoich the Pirshal Moshe. The distinction between Nevi'im and Ksuvim is not so clear. What's the chiluk between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Is it because the madreig of the people that wrote it was a lower madreig in Ksuvim than in Nevi'im? That can't be. Because we know that Shmuel Hanavi wrote Sefer Shoiftim, and he wrote Sefer Shmuel, and Shmuel Hanavi also wrote Megillas Rus, which is in Ksuvim. That it's not totally in the diary of the person. Same thing with Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu Hanavi wrote Yirmiyah, and at the same time he wrote Megillas Eicha, which is in Ksuvim. Zepmet of the same person could write what's in Navi and what's in Ksuvim. So he said last year from the Radak and what's Mashmah from the Rambam that there's different Madregas of Giluyim. There's different Madregas of Neviyim. And in the same Navi Kufa, sometimes his Gilui could be in a form of Nevuah, and sometimes the Gilui that he has is in the form of Ruach HaKadosh. And there's differences. By Nevuah, he loses all of his chushim, and he's totally bottled to that marrow that he sees. He doesn't feel anything else. And Ruach HaKadosh could even come when a person is awake. That's what we spoke about. Menelu the Nevi'im was a darga of Nevuah, and Ksuvim is more of a darga of Ruach HaKadosh. It was a less of a darga of Gilui. I'd like today to elaborate a little bit on this, because since then I saw something else b'negeya this inyan. We find in Halacha a very interesting thing, that when we lay the Haftarah, there's a ktei the bedavke to lay the Haftarah mitoich Nevi'im, not Ksuvim. Mi'idach Yisr, it's mashma from kama places in Shas, that there were times in the times of the Tanadu or Mekaymis, that they used to lay the Haftarah by Shabbos, by Mincha, and the Kpeda was dafka to learn Ksuvim. What's the pshat? We have a Kpeda that by Musaf on Shabbos we lay dafka mitoich HaNevi'im, and there the Kpeda is dafka to lay mitoich HaKsuvim. What's the pshat? Why should there be a difference? Rav Hutna Zatzal and Sefer Pachad Yitzchok says two Yisoides B'negeya to Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Number one, he says, there's a basic chilik between the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim.
and it's mashma in the name. The word Navi comes from the word Nivin Svasayim, articulate, to speak. Ksuvim comes from the word writing. What's the chiluk? That goof is the chiluk between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Nevuah was given over to the Nevi'im lachetchila not to be written down. Nevuah was given over to the Nevi'im to say to Klal Yisrael, to give them Teichachet. A Navi was a shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give over the Nevuah to Klal Yisrael. Afterwards it was written down. There were many, many Nevi'im. There were thousands of Nevi'im. But only Memches Nevi'im and only certain Nevuahs were written down because that was a tzarech for Klal Yisrael the Deiris. Nevuah Shehushruch of the Deiris was recorded. But the Iker Nevuah comes from the word Nivsrosayim. It was meant to be said over to Klal Yisrael. Ksuvim was never meant to be said over Barabbim. Ksuvim was meant to be written down. Asher Al-Kain, Musul, Yirmiyahu Hanavi, was given a Nevuah to say over to Klal Yisrael. Afterwards, Hashem told him to write it down. David HaMelech that wrote Sefer Tehillim, Tehillim was not meant to sing to the rabbi. Those are the songs of David HaMelech. David HaMelech had his Shivas V'Shishbachas to Hashem, which he wrote down. But that's the gather of the chiluk between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Nevi'im be'ikr are meant to be said to Klal Yisrael. The Nevi'im were shluchim, then they wrote it down because it was Hushruch of the Dairis. Ksuvim were l'chitchila meant only for Ksuvim. That's one chiluk. Another chiluk between the two is the way the Torah tells us about Nevuah and Ksuvim. Nevuah, the Torah is megala to us twice. We find number one. Number one we find in Parshas Mishpatim. The Gemara says in Brachis, Ve'etna lochem es luchais ha'evan, v'ha'teira v'ha'mitzvah asher kasavti lo ha'resam. I will give you the luchais ha'evan, the Torah and the mitzvah that I wrote to guide them. Luchais elu aseres ha'divers. Torah ze mikra, those are the psukim. Mitzvah zu mishneh, that's referring to mishnayis. Asher kasavti, Elu Nevi'im uksuvim. Asher Chasafti puts Nevi'im and Ksuvim together. It sounds like from there that Nevi'im and Ksuvim are on the exact same madrega. But there's another mucker for Nevuah in the Torah. In Parshas Shoftim it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Navi mikirbecha me'achecha kamoini, Moshe Rabbeinu said, a Navi from amongst you, like me, yakim lucha Hashem aleikecha, a love tishmon. So there it mentions Nevuah by itself. There it doesn't mention Ksuvim. There it means Nevuah, or Navi Kamayni. In the Makar, in the first Makar Asher Kasafti, we put together Nevi'im and Ksuvim like they're in the same thing. But in the other Makar, we don't see Ksuvim. Lefi this, we could understand why the Kates, the Gilui HaKates, the Cheshvan of when Mashiach is supposed to come, Hagam, nobody really knows it klar, but it's Tomin and Doniel, which is Ksuvim. It's not in the Nevi'im. Because Nevi'im was meant to be Megala to Klal Yisrael. Nevi'im was meant to say to Klal Yisrael. Memegal, it's not Nevi'im. Because the Kates, it's Tomon, it's hidden. It's meant to be written down. Those that could bring it out, Mitoich HaKsuvim, Yechidim Takye, it's meant for them. But for Klal Yisrael as a whole, it was not meant to be Nizgala. Memegal, the Kates, when Mashiach is supposed to come, that's not mentioned in Nevi'im, that's B'davka mentioned in Ksuvim. Nevi'im is meant to be Megala, to say to Klal Yisrael, the case Mashiach belongs in Ksuvim. This also explains to us why Nevi'im are davka used for the Haftarah, and for the Haftarah by Mincha, they had a minute to use Ksuvim. Because who was Misakin laning on Shabbos? That was Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that said, Novi kamoini okum v'kir v'cha. Memele, that which comes machmas, the takon of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Novi of Klal Yisrael, it has to be bedav to mitoich ha-nevuah, mitoich nevi'im. On the other hand, Ezra ha-sofer, Agami also had nevuah, but al-kishmoy kein hu ha-sofer, that comes from writing, he was be'ikr in the madrega of Ksuvim, he was the one that was misakin laning by Mincha, so the substitute for that, why do they lay the haftaira? Because the Malchus Arisha was geyser, we shouldn't have taira. So by Musiv, with the takon of laning, came Machmas Moshe Rabbeinu, so by Moshe Rabbeinu it says, Navi Kamayni, so that which we lay Machmas, the takon of Moshe Rabbeinu, has to be daima to Moshe Rabbeinu Novi Kamayni is bedavka mitoich ha-Nevi'im. Mashein Kain, the takana of Ezra, which was by Mincha, the haftarah over there is a substitute for that which Ezra was misakin to lain by Mincha. That's more daima to the darga of Ksuvim. Ezra has is why we lay over there. That is a little bit of a hakdama, once again, something that I saw from Rav Huttner Zatzal, Moridik and Moridik Izach. Now let's begin with the psukim again. If you remember last year, we learned about Elkanah, who was a Navi, he was a Chayzi, he was Makara people, to all the Eilu Regio. This was the beginning of the Tkufa, right after the Shoiftim. The Tkufa's HaShoiftim was a very, very short Tkufa for Klal Yisrael. They didn't have a melech, and the mele isha yosher bein of Yaseh. It went through different kufas. It had a terrible, terrible tzora pilegish begiva, and that the terrible tzora of Pesel Micha. And Klal Yisrael was in a massive of turmoil. And we'll see soon that they needed a tremendous Yeshua. They needed someone to stand up and to lead them and to guide them, to be able to lead them and take them away from this massive of tzora. Elkanah had two wives, Hannah and Penina. Penina had children, Chana did not have any children, and she was mispalel, and where we were holding, that it had just been Eila Regel, and over there, Chana was mispalel, and Eli thought she was a shikaira, and he gave her a bracha, after he was chayshir to b'chayrim, he gave her a bracha, she should taka b'zaycha to a child. That's where we're holding right now. Posecute test, kapitel aleph posecute test. By Ashkimu Babaycha, they woke up in the morning, and they bowed down in front of Hashem, and they returned and came to their house in Ramah. Elkanah lived with Chana, his wife, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered her. You learn that b'toyrus rizus, rizus magdim le mitzvah. So when it came to daven, they davened b'rizus early in the morning. A second inyan over here of hashkama b'boiker. If this was a regel, there's a chiyuv that after your makor karbonas b'regel, you have to wait overnight. There's an inyan of lina to wait overnight in Yerushalayim. And Mela, they couldn't leave at night. They had to bedafka wake up in the morning and leave. And there's also a sifri in Parashas Re'eh that says, "Kol pinoi sha'atapayna min ha'boiker ve'eleh." Whenever you turn away from Yerushalayim, you shouldn't go like a ganav in the middle of the night. You have to rest there. You don't want to make it look like you're rushing out away from the Beis Hamikdash. Memela, they wait until the morning. But there's also another Indian over here that's brought down in the Svarim. The Pasuk says, "Lahagid ba'boiker chazdecha." The emunoscha baleilos zoktis vasemes, that in the morning when we say Kriya Shema, we say v'yatzev v'nochin v'kayam v'yosher. After Kabbalas Ha'malchu Shemayim, we say it with the behiras, with the clarity, because the daytime represents geula. Memela, during the day, the daytime represents the emes hamashiach when things are good and we're able to express that Kabbalas Ha'malchu Shemayim mitaych behiras. When it comes to the night, night is dark, when we're not able to see things clearly, everything is mavulbal, everything is not clear. Memela over there is ve'emuna. Over there it's not v'yatsa v'nochen v'kayam. It's ve'emuna kolzois. Hagam we don't see clearly. Over we have emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, command of it, rachmona, l'tav of it. And memela we have emuna, things will turn out well. Now, until Nachana was in the tzara, until Nachana was tzibrochen, but now that Eli gave her this bracha, shteken pasuk by Ashkimu baboyker vayishtachu. Now things already started becoming clear to her. Now already the darkness was fading, and now she was able to go home with simcha. Vayeda Elkanah eschana ishtay vayizkireha Hashem. The Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Tapiyuta Mitbeis, B'Rosh Hashanah nifkida Sara Rachel v'chana. And Rosh Hashanah is when Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, when they were remembered. Zok Rashi over there in the Sechtas Rosh Hashanah, was made this Nifkida, Bo Zichroinam L'Teiva, their remembrance came up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for good, V'Nigzer Aleim Hiroyim. This Mashma from over here, from this Rashi, this Mashma, not that she conceived the child on Rosh Hashanah, Bozach Reinam Lataiban Rosh Hashanah. Over the Etzim conceiving of the child happened later. There's other sheikhs that hold she was talking to Sabra of Rosh Hashanah. Based on this, there's a homach like a poiskim, if it's shayach for a person to be Makayim Tashmish on Rosh Hashanah or not, that's a shayla in the poiskim, and they talk around this pasuk. That's just a nekuda bialma based on this pasuk. The Sefer Mayim Chayim asks a question over here. What's meant is Rosh Hashanah Nifkid Asara Rachel V'Chana.
I mean, everybody is Nifkid on Rosh Hashanah.
I mean, Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bo Yoylem Oyvim Lefonov Kivnei Marayim, it's decided about everybody, Mi Yichia, Mi Yomus, what a person's Parnasa. So what's up is over here, Sarah, Rachel, Bechana, they are designated as special people, they were remembered on Rosh Hashanah, if everybody's fate is decided on Rosh Hashanah.
So there's one of the Mepharshim that gives the Teretz, Hashtesach, everybody, Kol Bo Yoylem Oyvim Lefonov Kivnei Marayim. Kabbalah Yoylam are nidain on things b'derech hateva. How much parnos is a person going to have? Is a person going to be healthy? Chas v'shalom is not going to be healthy. Is a person going to live through the year or not? Things that are b'derech hateva are judged throughout the year. Of a lamashal, let's say a person is already ba'olam ha'emes. Is it shayach that he comes now and they're going to decide whether he'll have a tchias ha'meisim? For shteisim, that's not needed on Rosh Hashanah. Such a thing is not benis.
They couldn't have any children. So to say that they were going to have children, it should be needed on Rosh Hashanah, that they were going to have children, that's a merit of kechidus. Parnasa is a thing of teva. Health is a thing of teva. But someone that would not be having children, it's impossible. Because they were akaris, it's not shaykh to say they were needed on Rosh Hashanah. Of them zogen chazal, that the koyach of Rosh Hashanah is such that it's able to turn around the whole teva of Shneitzach, that you're not going to have a person having tchias ha'meisim on Rosh Hashanah. Over in this prak, because when a person is alive, they can never give up. And even if a person with their chateva, they couldn't have children, it's shaykh to turn around. Same thing with parnasah. It's impossible for this fellow in the matzav that he finds himself in right now. It's impossible for him to have a good parnasa. Rosh Hashanah has that kedusha, and with the koyach of tefillah, that the person's whole matzav can turn around. If by an akara would be teva, it's not shaya. Then parnasa zikr is shaya. The agoda in Bereishis, the Medrash agoda in Parshas Bereishis, in Sefer Bereishis rather, says by Yizkireho Hashem. Zehu she'omer ha'kosuv, zochreini Hashem b'rtzoin amecha. This is what's referred to in Tehillim when it says, "Remember me, Hashem, with the rotzen of your nation." Pogdeini b'shuasech. Zot the medrash on this pasuk in Tehillim. Ashrei odom she'nimtzo lo yishra shel rotzen. Praised is a person that finds himself at a time of rotzen. We mentioned before that Beitzei Shabbos is a time of rotzen. There are times during the year which are an eish rotzen. Kach chana, same thing with chana. Kiva she'olso l'regolim in kol Yisrael, she'nemer v'olo yishavu miyomim yomima, this became an eish rotzen, and that's the pshat zochreini Hashem b'rtzoin amecha. The fact that she found herself together with the rabbin, and a rabbin is mispowled together, that's a tremendous, tremendous eish rotzen for a person to have his tefillahs answered, which is a meridik limit for us. We have to value the koyach of the rabbin, of the kol yishol ha'rabim zebezer, that a yachid by himself cannot pile anywhere near. It says, hein kel kaber v'lo yimas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not moyes in the tefillahs of a rabbin. The rabbin has a tremendous koyach, and the male of a person takenitz Yeshua, the toich rabbin is where he can be zayka to that Yeshua. Chavetz Chaim used to say over that he remembers he was by the Beis HaLevi's house. Yosef Soloveitchik, he was by his house when the delegation came from Brisk to ask him to become the Rav of Brisk. So he didn't want, he had enough of Rabbanus already, he wanted to lead a private life, to sit and learn. He didn't want Bishamayf. And they begged him, and they begged him, and they begged him, until finally one of them said, he says, Rebbe, 40,000 people in Brisk are waiting for you to become their Rav. You're going to let 40,000 people wait? So that made a Roshim on the Beis HaLevi. He says to his Rebbetzin, he says, we can't let 40,000 people wait. Come, we have to move to Brisk. And that's how he took the job as the Rav in Brisk. Came the Brisk Rav. So Chofetz Chaim was in his house when this discussion took place. So afterwards, the Chofetz Chaim said, he used this as a limud. He says, if the Briskerov said that he can't keep 40,000 people waiting, could you imagine Mashiach? If we were all taka wait be'emes, if we were taka all be mekayim achakalei b'choyon sheyovei, millions and millions of people, then Mashiach would say the same thing. How could I keep so many people waiting? The Torah says that we know we're not misbowled with it of an emes. We don't mean it sincerely. But if we were to mean it sincerely, if 40,000 people people, the Briskerov couldn't keep them waiting, then the millions of people, Mashiach, would not keep us waiting either. Next pasuk, by Hilat Kufais Hayamim, and it was for the period of days, by Tahar Chana Vatelet Ben, by Tikra Shmoy Shmuel. Chana conceived a child, she gave birth to a son, and she called his name Shmuel. Why did she call him Shmuel? Kime Hashem Shiltiv. Because I asked for him from Hashem. So Shmuel is Me Hashem Shiltiv. What does the word litkufais mean? The mitzvah that ties is a tkufa comes from the word hakofa. It's a cycle of days. The year has four tkufas. I guess this was referring to the cycle, whatever takes a certain amount of days for a lady to give birth, the cycle of giving birth. But Rashi brings down the Chazal. Chazal say that tkufais hayomim, we know that there are four tkufais in a year. Each tkufa is 3 months. Memela litkufais, the least of tkufais is two tkufais, that's 6 months. Hayomim, the miyut of yomim is shnayim. So 6 months and 2 days. And Chazal learned from over here that hayoledet, even though there's a mandama that says that if a woman gives birth by 9 months, it has to be a full 9 months. There's no such thing as a partial 9 month. Well, otherwise the child won't make it. Nowadays it's a different mitzias. But there's a mandama that says that a woman cannot make it. It has to be a full 9 months, or if she gives birth in 7 months, it can even be limukutais. And that we learn from Shmuel over here. Granted, this is an idea of something in this week's parasha, because there's a machloikis in Chazal when Yitzchak Avinu was born. Because in this week's parasha it says, L'amoyei oshuvei lecha, ke'eschaya ulusora ben. So there's one man, the Gemara Masechtas, Rosh Hashanah says, L'amoyei means by the next yontif. By the next yontif, I will be here ulusora ben. So the Gemara asked Akasha, when was this taking place? Was it on Pesach? And he said, L'amoyei by shvuah, she'll have a child. In 50 days, a woman can't have a child. Elamayu was shvuah, and he was talking about Sukkis. She says, that's also impossible. 5 months, it's impossible for a woman to have a child. So Elamai, what was it? It was Sukkis, and he was talking about Pesach. It's not shaykh 6 months to have a child either. So Akhti Gemara, Tana, Oysa, Shonam Uberes, Oysa, that was a Shonam Uberes, so it was 7 months. In fact, the Gemara, he made Tumah that lessened it to less than 7 months, right? So how in the world could she give birth from here? They learn out that your letters l'shiva, your letters l'mekutais, and they bring a riot from Shmuel over here. But there's another Chazal that says that it was on Pesach, and l'amoyed meant the next year at this time, and Yitzchak was noyled on Pesach. That's a machloikis in Chazal. The moyed kalima that's supposed to be learned from over here that we have to take l'maisa, the Chofetz Chaim says that a person can never be miyayish. Person can never be miyayish. There's a Chazal that says that Chana was an akora for 19 and a half years. Chagavurcha, I have a chavra that just now had a child after 19 years of marriage. Mamish last week, 19 years of marriage, had a child. Mamish is simcha gedayla. But Chazal say that she was an akora for 19 and a half years. After 19 and a half years, she had a child. There's another Chazal that says that she was 130 years old when she gave birth. 130 years old. So, Yesh Aymer, there's someone that wants to be Miyashiv, that she had children earlier in her life, and she lost those children, and she waited and waited to have more children. At 130 years old, she had children, according to one Chazal, a person can never be Miyash. There's a Moyediki Chofetz Chaim in this week's parasha. The Torah tells us in the beginning of the parasha, the Ma'aseh of Sarah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, he wanted to be Mavasa Sarah that she's going to have a child. Tinschak Sarah Bekir Balemor, Haaf Umna Melee, there's a child, is it true I can give birth? You know, I am old. Achri Beloisi, Oishal Yedna, Vadan Yizokin. And the Torah says, when was the Tzachak Sarah Bekir Bakash Baruch, who told Avraham Avinu, why does Sarah live? And she said, no, I didn't live. But the Chofetz Chaim, why did the Torah have to mention this whole night? Of course. Sarah Imenu, there's a shayla on the Amunah that she had. She went through the Asor and the Sinus with Avraham Avinu, and she was Makabal everything by Ahava. And such sorrows that she had in her lifetime, and she followed the Amunah. So the Torah has to be Megalotus over here. Tzitzchak Sarah Bekirva. The Torah has to be Megalotus over here. There was an Aveira. What was the purpose of being Megalotus? Zok the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. There's going to come a time in the history of Klal Yisrael
They're going to be in Golas for centuries and for thousands of years. And they're going to start losing their emunah and bitachin. Now, imam and emunah shalema, but where is he already? And we're also going to say, acharei b'loisi haisali edna, after we've been in Golas for so long, after we've become so old, is it shy for us to have an awakening? Is it shy for us to see the light of day? Is it shy for us to see the geula? That we have to learn from Sori Meinu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told her. Hayipolei me'Hashem davar. Is anything removed from Hashem? Is anything impossible for Hashem? And the Chofetz Chaim says, Bechlal, people make a mistake. They ask a question. If the Tanoim couldn't bring Mashiach, if the Rishonim couldn't bring Mashiach, the Vilna Goyim couldn't bring, the Chofetz Chaim couldn't bring him, so we in this lowly generation, we're going to be able to bring Mashiach. So the Chofetz Chaim, that question is a tois meikarim. Because that's assuming that every single generation on its own is going to bring Mashiach. That's not us. It's not the pshat that this door by itself brings Mashiach. It's the collective zechusim of every single generation. It's Moshe Rabbeinu with the Nevi'im, with the Zekeinim, the Tanom, the Amiron, the Goyim, the Rishonim, Achronim. With the Kiveig, with the Chofetz Chaim. And as we move on, we add more and more zechusim. So lehepach, the later on it gets, the better the chances are of Mashiach taka coming. I once heard a Meir de Gizach from one of the Admire Lubavitch. It should come as chizik to us. Mittler Rebbe. Mittler Rebbe. He said, it's a state in Posik, V'ha ish Moshe onav mikolodam ashal pnei ha'adam. She said, why was Moshe Rabbeinu such an honor? Because Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala to Moshe Rabbeinu every single generation. And when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the generations of Ikvus and the Mashiach, he saw the darkness, he saw the tzaris, and after he came, he saw Yidden that get up every morning and they daven shachris and they come and they learn b'chavrus and they come to shiurim and they still believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitoich dat chayshech for ish ma'isha anu mikolot ma'ashal p'nei adama. In the earlier generations, there were meridik and giluyim, there was a gevaldik ar. In the later generations, there's such chayshech. We're oising in that time of the emunah kol zayis, and even in such a matzah, we're able to continue on. And we're able to carry on this word of the Chofetz Chaim of Hayipolei me'Hashem davar. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw that, then Mr. the Chofetz Chaim said the same thing. The Chofetz Chaim said that in many ways, the later generations are greater than the earlier generations. The earlier generations, there was a Moshe that could rule HaKidusha, and it was easier to be Mekayim Mitzvahs then. And the later generations, the Koyach HaTumah gets greater and greater, so a small amount of learning now, or a mitzvah done a little bit now, its Yitachin is greater than in the earlier generations. And that Chazal say, Echad Amarba, Echad Amamit, Ubelvach Yechad Libu L'Shem Shemayim. Of a Tidu Avodas Hashem, Mitoch such a Choshech, is a Moshe that could thing. Vatikra Shemay Shmuel Kime Hashem Shiltiv. She called his name Shmuel because I asked him for Hashem, from Hashem. The Mefarshim asked a question, Ibazoi, the name should have been Shol, not Shmuel. May Hashem Shiltiv, it should be Shol. I asked him from Hashem. Why does it say his name was Shmuel? So Rashi says, and the Radak says, that it's a mixture of two things. May Hashem Shiltiv. So it has in it the letter is Shin Mem, Hashem, and it also has Aleph Lamed. So you put it together, Hashem Shiltiv. The Ralbak says that even though people were noyig to give names Al Shema Ma'ira, Al Shema happening, but they weren't medagdic exactly that it should be Lufi, that it was a Simon B'Yalma, they weren't medagdic exactly, the marshal. By Noyach it says his name was Noyach, Zeyinach Hamenu Mima Hasenu. But his name wasn't Nochum or Nan or Menachem. It was a Simon B'Yalma, so the same thing over here. It was only a Simon B'Yalma. She named him Shmuel. There's a very interesting pshat over here. The Sefer Tiv Gittin. Rabbi Frank Zalman Margoli is the Rav of Brod. He has a Shiloh over there. The name Shol, to be written in a get, how it's written in a get. So apparently in his time there was a minig to call people with the name Shol, Shoyel. Shoyel. So he has a shayla that when they write it in the get, do they have to write shol hamechune shayl? So he says no. He passes halach, you don't have to, because everybody knows his name is shol, and just because people mispronounce it, that's not a reason why you have to write it in a get. He says, Bechlau, he says, what's the reason, Taka, why people started calling Shaul Shail? He says, Mistam is because the same reason why is brought down that nobody calls a person Yeshayahu. Now that people call Yeshayah or Shayah, but nobody's called Yeshayahu. Why? Because Yeshayahu Hanavi was killed by his grandson, Menashe. And it's such a terrible thing, so they don't want to name people after someone whose mazel was bad. Memela started calling people Yeshayah, not Yeshayahu. So Memela, by Shaul, it's also the same thing. Hayosh Shaul died a terrible death. He fell on his sword, and he was killed by his enemies. So people, Hakam, they called Shaul, but they started giving a nickname, Shayahu. That's what the Sefer Tibgitin says. The Chassam Sefer, Shalos HaTshuvos Chassam Sefer in Eben HaEzer, he also speaks about this inyan, and he says another reason why people started calling people Shaul, Pavos, because it says in the Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, Rishayim Rishoyim Yirkov, that the names of Rishoyim should be rotten. What does that mean? That their names should come apart and nobody should name after them. Memela, the reason why people stop calling others Shaul is because you find in Sefer Bereishis, Shaul ben Akranis, he was a Rosh at Zimri ben Solu. You also find that one of the Alufei Yedoim was Shaul Merechai Vesnar. So yes, you find the name Shaul given to Rishayim. So people stopped calling Hashem Shaul. So he says, that's also the reason why over here, Chana did not want to call her name Shaul, because Ayosti was already Rishoyim that were named Shaul, she didn't want to call him Shaul. Azayzot, the Chassam Sefer. And just one more pshat that's brought down, the Alshach HaKadosh says, it's Yodua. The Medrash says, B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim, a Baskol used to come out and call out to the people. Osit Tzadik Echod Lamayt, there will be a Tzadik that will get up, who's Shmoy Shmuel, and his name will be Shmuel. I told you that the Tkufas HaShriftim was a terrible Tkufa, and the people were falling into a terrible Yush. So a Baskel came out in a Shemayim and said that a big Goya will come out, and his name will Shmuel, and he will lead the nation, he will be Meraimim the nation. And every woman that had a child used to call their son Shmuel. When the child used to grow up a little bit, and they used to see it, the people say, nah, this can't be Shmuel the Goyal. This can't be Shmuel the Goyal. Nah, this only one can be. When Shmuel HaNavi grew up, they saw, oh, this is the one. So the Meila, the reason, Bamis, could be she could have named him Shaul. Of his own, the Alshach HaKadosh, Hayoyz, the Bashkoil said that the person's name will be Shmuel, so she named him Alshem Shmuel. That's one of the pshatim that they say, Moshe v'Aaron b'koyanov, or Shmuel b'koyrei Shemai. The Sefer Ber Moshe says that Moshe v'Aaron, they became a foursome when they were together with the Kohanim and they served Klal Yisrael. Or Shmuel already became a foursome b'koyrei Shemai when the Baskel called out his name before he was born. Hagutavach, everybody.
Oh, I said, go back. 2 hours, cut hour. I will talk after this.